God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's days like today, you got to remember they call this the good news. I mean, that's such a nice, calm, gentle reading we have from the Gospel according to Mark today. It's important to remember Jesus is still teaching his disciples, so he's gathered with them. They just had some discussion over who's greater. And he had brought the child between them. We're following along if you were here last week. In their conversation, they discover somebody had been casting out demons in Jesus' name, and they tried to stop him. And Jesus said, well, anyone who's for us can't be against us. Just let them be. A quick little lesson for us. If someone's serving the Lord and they're not doing it in the way that you think they should, maybe you should let the Lord sort it out. But then it starts to get a little more serious. And he starts talking about temptation. And depending on your translation, we have a very gentle, worldly translation that we work from. Just anytime you hear the word stumble in this reading, you should hear sin. Because that's what they're talking about. So when we begin to hear it, again, not gentle. If any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believe in me, it would be better for you if a great millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea. Okay. Now remembering, he had the child among him, right? Those who are weak, those who are struggling, those who society ignores, those who society thinks has no status, so to speak. He has that person right in front of him when he says this. You'd be better to have a millstone tied around your neck and be thrown into the sea if you caused one of them to sin. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than to have two hands and to go to hell, to the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than to have two feet and be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than have two eyes and be thrown into hell, where the worm never dies and the fire is never quenched. You're excited, aren't you? I mean, how much better does it get? I mean, these are the words of Jesus to his disciples. That's us, amen? And we hear that and we're thinking, well, that doesn't sound quite right, does it? Or does it? We stop and think about it. What's he really saying to us? Avoid the temptation to sin. Look at what's going on in your life. And as I read this, I hear this. There may be something so intricate to your life that keeps you from a full relationship with Jesus Christ. And Jesus is saying, get rid of it. If it's keeping you from God, take it out of your life, whatever it is. And this is hard to hear in our society today, isn't it? I mean, we want everything to be easy. In my previous business, we sold office supplies, and at the time when Office Depot and all the rest of them rose up to kill us, they almost did. They had the what? You could get one when you ordered. It went on your desk. It was the easy button. It's the easy button. Our whole life is the easy button. We're like water. We seek the path of least resistance, which is why I believe we struggle so much with our own spiritual growth. Because when we try to come closer to Jesus, we discover that it's not easy. And Jesus is saying that. It's not going to be easy. There may be something in your life that is so important to you, you cannot imagine not having it. And you cannot imagine removing it. And I think he makes that point pretty clear. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. If your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. If it's your eye, take it out. You'd be better off without it. Because with it, you could go to hell. Without it, you could enter the kingdom of heaven maimed. That would be better. And we hear this, and I think part of the reason we often move as a faith community, all of us, the church, we come close. And people will come close. And those who have removed difficult things from their lives to come closer to Jesus know that it's a good thing, but those who have not yet done that stand on the edge. They want to come in and know more. They look at some freak like me that has given his whole life over to Jesus Christ. Well, it looks like it from the outside, by the way. I'm working on it. And they think, well, this guy, there's something wrong with him. We've all had that one crazy Christian friend that just won't shut up about Jesus. And it's like, what is wrong with them? They're a little embarrassing, right? You go out in public with them and they want to pray with people they don't even know. You know, they do all kinds of weird stuff. But I'm getting used to living with Susan. It's not that bad. But the as you move along in your journey, you start to think, what? Is there something wrong with them? And now we live in a society today that would tell you that someone who acts like that is just a fool. But let's just think about it for a second. And be honest. Don't we want to be like that? Don't we want to be so sold out for Jesus that we just can't stop seeking him and doing his will? I mean, isn't that really true? But then we find out if we want to get that close to Jesus, he may take something from us that identifies us. I've been through all that. I even thought about pulling out this old picture of me. I was going to put it up on the wall. Y'all would find it very amusing, I promise. Picks away at us. He will change who you are. But it'll be okay. And we had our grandchildren this summer. And maybe you remember this in your own life, or maybe you've had the opportunity to teach someone to swim, or you remember learning to swim. So they're little. One who's just turned 5. I could just see she just wanted to swim, but she was so afraid to let go. So afraid. But for whatever reason, the timing was right, and I was able to coax her away. I'd step back from the step a little bit, and she'd, no. I said, just come right to Grandpa. Off the step, and I'd grab her. And she was okay. Then the next time, I let her go underwater a little bit, and I grabbed her, and she was okay. And then as it went by, I would step back further. And then she started to actually swim. And I kept going back. Just swim to me. And as she's swimming to me, I'm backing up. And then when it looked like she just couldn't go any further, I pulled her up out of the water. And before she started getting frustrated because she was close, she felt like she was going to lose something, probably her life. And she looks at me with that look in her eye. I said, stop, look how far you swam. And she looked and she'd halfway across the pool. I said, I bet you can make it all the way. And after a couple more times, I let her go, and there's a step off, actually on the other side of the pool. And as she got over there, I just helped her get up onto the step. And then she could look back and see she swam all the way across the pool. And her life changed. She had discovered something that she'd seen her whole life, and now she was part of it. She could swim by herself. And she changed. Now that may seem a little odd of an analogy, but that is our faith. It does look scary And we are afraid to let go of the side. We're afraid to let go of that which we think we know, to trust that which God is calling us to. But let go. If it gets too hard, he's going to get a hold of you. You're not alone. He is right there to grab hold. And he'll pick you up and he'll say, let's try it again. And let's try it again. And that'll be forever his grace in our lives. And then at some point you're going to realize, I'm all the way on the other side of the pool. I am in so deep. How did I get here? And how glorious is it that I'm here? My life is so different now. I cannot even imagine going back to what my life was. It is so much more meaningful. There's so much more depth to it. But all the other things have increased too. Every life experience has been magnified dramatically, the good, the bad, the happy, the sad, all of it. But it is so rich and so real that I could not imagine not walking this way any longer. But I do remember when I was afraid to. And I remember how hard it was to let go. I remember standing out on the edge and wondering, why am I here? And then discovering that what God actually wanted was for me to trust him and to let go and to remove the things in my life that were keeping me from him, even if it was the very things I thought identified me. The world will give us a false identity. We're probably not going to have to pull out our eye or cut off a hand or a foot, but we are going to have to trust God to give us new life, which, by the way, may create a whole new identity for you and a new understanding for you of yourself. But you will be a better self when you draw near. God does actually ask us to become the sacrifice. Be a living sacrifice. And we know this because there's this rather confusing two verses that this finishes with. For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if salt has lost its saltiness, how can you season it? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another. He's actually referring back to Leviticus. He's talking about the way in which the offerings are prepared. You shall not omit from your grain offerings the salt of the covenant with your God. With all your offerings, you shall offer salt. With that in mind, he says, have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another. You are the offering. He is telling his disciples, they are the offering. Make yourself an offering to God so that God can tell you those things that must be removed, so that you can come nearer to him. Doesn't matter how much you think you can't let it go. He's saying, let it go anyway, even though you can't imagine taking it from your life. He says, do it anyway. Because if it is not of God, you cannot come near God. You have to let it go, whatever it may be, and it is going to be slightly different for each of us. But that thing that you cling to, that ties you to this world, is the thing that keeps you from being able to walk fully with Jesus Christ. Make yourself the offering. Make the sacrifice. That which you will gain will be more than you could have possibly imagined. Amen.